This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, Marshnette Williams is a local singer-songwriter, now a novelist as well. Everything She Wanted is released in a couple of days, and we get to talk about that with Marshnette Williams now. But the other aspect of this novel is that it's accompanied by Marshnette Williams' own music. And since we've got Marshnette in the studio now, we're going to share some of that music with you live to air. And we're going to start with that. Here's Marshnette Williams. Marshnette Williams joining us in the Awesome Morning Show studio with some light-air music. And this music, Marshnette, accompanies your new novel, Everything She Wanted.
Yes, it does. That was Maybe, by the way. That's the name of the song.
And that's one of a number of songs that you've released alongside the novel.
Yes.
It's a novel move in itself.
It is.
All right, where do we start? Let's start with the germ of the idea for the novel for a start, because okay. This is drawn from life experience, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the origins of the story.
Okay, so in 2012, that's when the novel is set, I went through some, like a complicated relationship with someone, and like when it was happening, I was thinking to myself, like, this is like crazy, and it would make a good story one day. So it took until 2022 for me to actually put the story like into words in the novel format. I'd already written the songs back in 2012, but I didn't start writing the book until 2022, after like 10 years later. I guess I was finally ready to tell that story.
So it's one thing to decide that you needed to kind of almost like get this out of your system in a kind of way. It's another to put that in a form of a novel.
Mm-hmm.
What was your experience of writing up to that point?
I had never written a novel before. This is my first time doing that. Well, I did kind of when I was like younger. You know, when you're like a kid, you like write a novel. It's just like just garbage. But it was funny. So this is the first time I've actually done it like properly. But it was something I'd always wanted to do, like because I did English at university. So I've always wanted to write a novel. It's just one of those things I thought I wanted to do.
Give us as much of the storyline as you're prepared to at this point.
Of the novel?
Yeah.
So the main character's name is Madeline. And she is a university student. She's in her final year of uni and she meets this guy and she thinks that he's her perfect guy. She's got sort of all of these characteristics she wants in someone and he meets all of the characters, like all of the criteria. So she's like, oh my gosh, this is the guy. And of course, there's like a reciprocation there. But then as the story unfolds, she realizes that he doesn't actually want the same things that she wants. And it's kind of like a game to him and he's just kind of like using her. Yeah, but it takes a while for her to realise that.
Perhaps not an uncommon story.
No, it's not uncommon at all. It's funny, the people who have read it have like, you know, talked to me about it and been like, I've been in an experience like this.
You're writing this for yourself, but for others as well, obviously. Who do you imagine your audience might be?
I think, I know that I have had male friends read it and enjoy it, but I think it's mainly for women because, I'd hope to think that... I don't know, women don't play games as often. Oh, maybe they do. I just know that women can get into these situations a lot easier where a guy is kind of stringing them along and, you know, they keep them around but don't actually want to, like, commit to them. Yeah.
Any mentors you were working with along the way, who were you bouncing this off as you were going through the process of writing?
I just had friends who I would send, like, chapters to. I had one friend who was an English teacher. Her name's Xander. I mentioned her in the acknowledgements. She was really instrumental in getting it to a good point because before that, because I've never written a novel before, it was quite in bad shape, but she helped to, like, whip it up into, like, readable.
Well, getting it published, yeah. I mean, that's a story in itself. Tell us about that journey.
So I ended up self-publishing because I sent it to every publisher I could think of, but no one wanted to take a chance on it. It's really hard out there for authors. Yeah. If you're not like a celebrity, it's really hard to get published. It's kind of like who you know, and I don't know anyone. So I was just like sending it out to people and they just were not interested. So eventually I was like, well, I've worked really hard on this and it's sort of my story, so I'm just going to publish it myself.
Mm. Did you always have it in mind that it would be accompanied by music?
No, that was actually something that I thought of after I'd written the first draft because I'd already written the songs and the songs were already out there. And I was just, I said to Xander, I was like, man, I could just put the songs in the novel because it's the same story, you know, it's just like another layer of it. So she's like, yeah, do it.
So how does it work? Come with a download code or something like that?
Yeah, there are QR codes inside the novel itself. Yeah.
Okay.
And there are links as well. So if you don't want to do the QR code, then you just type the link into like your phone or a laptop and the songs are all on SoundCloud. So free to listen to. Don't need to sign up or anything. You can just listen to the songs.
Difficult to ask you about how this thing resolves itself because you want to read it, you want to find that out.
Yes.
But you know, the relatively common experience for many women in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say that you can point to something hopeful in it?
Yes, it definitely is a story of hope. I don't want to spoil it, but if you read it, you won't be left feeling sort of sad and disappointed. I think you'll leave the book feeling like, oh yeah, that's a nice way that it sort of it wrapped up. Yeah.
Internally, how has it been for you to have this, you know, to put the final full stop on it, as it were, as a process for you internally?
It was definitely a therapeutic experience for me. Also quite triggering. I definitely got cried a lot while I was writing it because it was hard to relive those moments. But yeah, it was good to work through those emotions. I'll also say that the songs that I'm playing for you today and the other songs, I wasn't able to play them for like many years, like let's say 8 years or 8-9-10 years. I couldn't play the songs at all because it was just too painful. So it's nice that I can actually play the songs without like, yeah.
So they were very much bedroom compositions in a way. That
yeah, I couldn't play them for anyone. Like, especially after it all kind of blew up with the sky, I couldn't play the songs.
Mm.
Yeah.
In terms of your music, how long has that been a part of your life?
I started learning the drums when I was like 13, learnt the bass guitar at 14, learnt the guitar at 16. I learned the piano when I was like 8. So I've always been musical, but guitar's definitely my like favourite instrument, and I've been playing that. I guess coming to university helped a lot. Before I came to university, I couldn't play in front of people or sing in front of people.
What opportunities do you get to do that now?
Well, since writing the novel, I've actually started to do like regular gigs at Inch Bar. There's like an open mic every Tuesday night. I went last night. Yeah, and I'm also in a band now. I'm the bass guitarist for this band called Midnight Hustle. We're a covers band. We play around Dunedin every now and then.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what's your hope for this book? Is it going to be the start of something for you, or is it kind of now I've done that, I've done it?
Yeah. I would hope to publish more books. I'm writing a third book, actually. I finished a second book already, but I'm not going to be doing anything with it just now because it's a little bit controversial. So I'm just going to leave that for now. And I've started to work on a third novel as well.
And you've got kids.
I do.
This is a busy life.
It is. They go to school in kindergarten. So while they're there, I do my chores for the day and then I do some writing.
So where on earth do you find the time to be doing any
I am
writing?
Very busy. And then I'm in this band as well, and we play gigs every now and then too. Yeah. No, it's good though, because I was very, when the kids were very young, I didn't really do anything. I was just at home like 24/7. So it was very lonely. So I'm a lot happier now that I'm doing some stuff and creative stuff as well.
The songs that you're writing now,
mm.
they have a different flavour?
Not really. I like to write about the same themes, unrequited love and like not being sure about things. That's just my bread and butter. I love that stuff.
Well, you're not alone in that, are you?
No, I'm happily married for 10 years, but I still like writing about that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you, this kind of balance that you've got between the different creative parts in yourself,
mm-hmm.
it must be encouraging to know you've got that in you and that you can see a way forward with continuing to write, because what you might have thought perhaps along the way when writing this is that this is, you know, this is a therapeutic experience. I might not be able to draw on other things to be able to create other work, but you're confident in that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, there's so much. I mean, everyone has stories they want to tell. And even if it's not, you know, directly biographical, we all have things that we like and have experienced that we want to put into our writing. So, yeah.
Are you celebrating the release of the book Everything She Wanted?
Yes. So we've got the book launch on Friday, 5:30 at University Bookshop. And I've got some friends coming out from out of town. Xander's coming from Christchurch, which is very exciting. And I think we'll go out afterwards and do a wee celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a chance. You've mentioned a couple of names, but any others you want to mention now have been really helpful and instrumental along the way.
Yeah. I've got a friend, Matt. He lives in Invercargill. He's also coming up for the launch. He reads all of my stuff when I first write it. Like the really embarrassing, like early stages where it sounds terrible. Who else? My husband, Lyndon, he paid for it all, basically, because he works and I don't.
Good on you, Lyndon.
Yeah, he's great.
He works and you don't? That's clearly not true. You just told us how busy you are, working on various different
things.
Yeah,
but he's the one, like, he's the breadwinner, you know.
He's the breadwinner.
He's the one going out and actually working a job.
Oh, well, hopefully the money will start rolling in for Everything She Wanted.
I'm not expecting it to, but it would be great if it did.
Martinette, great to catch up with you about Everything She Wanted, and we'll be able to find it from the University Bookshop from release date on Friday.
Yes, and it's available online as well.
Online
if you Google
as well.
It, yep.
Okay, Everything She Wanted by Martinette Williams. Mm-hmm. Running out of time, but we've got time to take another song from you, Martinette. Tell us about this song.
Okay, so this song is called Everything I Wanted, and that's why I called the book Everything She Wanted. It basically encapsulates what the book is about, I would say.
Fantastic. Great to have you here in the studio. Thanks for bringing this story to us and for singing for us this morning.
Thanks Martin for having
Williams.
Me.
You're everything I want.
so alone. Oh. I know your favorite songs and things that make you sad.
Martinette Williams with us on the Awesome Morning Show. Thanks so much, Martinette. All the very best for this book and your continued work as a songwriter and performer as well. It's great to talk to you this morning.
Thank you.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.